Hallelujah. Your words, Lord, are spirit and life. You have the words of everlasting life. The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. In the city of Capernaum, Jesus entered the synagogue on the Sabbath and began to teach. The people were spellbound by his teaching, because he taught with authority and not like the scribes. There appeared in their synagogue a man with an unclean spirit that shrieked, "What do you want of us, Jesus of Nazareth? Have you come to destroy us? I know who you are, the Holy One of God." Jesus rebuked him sharply, "Be quiet. Come out of the man." And then the unclean spirit convulsed the man violently, and with a loud shriek came out of him. All looked on, were amazed. They began to ask one another, "What does this mean? A completely new teaching in a spirit of authority. He gives orders to unclean spirits, and they obey." From that point on, his reputation spread throughout the surrounding region of Galilee. The Gospel of the Lord. First of all, my apologies for yesterday. My alarm did not go off. Good for my humility. The Gospel of St. Mark, which we've just read, features Christ's power over the evil spirit. There are more exorcisms in Mark's Gospel than the whole rest of the Bible put together. As we know, St. Mark was the disciple of St. Peter. And under the guidance of the Holy Spirit, St. Mark wished to bring out the fact that Jesus was indeed the living God in human form who has power over the evil spirit. If there was ever a time in the history of the world when we need to realize there is a power over the evil spirit, it is today. There are really only two mysteries in our faith: the mystery of the Holy Trinity in God, and the mystery of human liberty in man. We cannot comprehend how God, one in nature, is nevertheless three distinct persons, that God is not a solitary being, that God is a community. But neither can we understand the capacity, on the one hand for good, on the other hand for evil, of man's free will. We do not comprehend, but we had better believe that in God's mysterious providence, He allows the evil spirit extraordinary power in the world. The minimum of 65 million abortions legalized in the world every year. The breakdown of family life. Ours is the most homicidal century in human history. Human beings, as human beings, are not that malicious. They're not that evil. It is only because we believe there is an evil spirit whose number is legion that we can begin to understand why there is so much evil in the world. But then, who has power over this evil spirit? In the last analysis, and that's what today's gospel is all about, it is Jesus Christ. There is no other way of either resisting or overcoming the evil in the world except by a deep, deep faith in Jesus Christ. No platitude that. Lord Jesus, we believe You are our God. We believe that You have authority over the evil spirit who is so powerful in the world today. Give us, dear Lord, a deeper faith in Your power so that trusting in You, we will not be either discouraged or worse still, despair. Lord Jesus, we believe in You. You are our God. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Hallelujah. Shine on the Word like bright stars. You are offering it, the Word of life. The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. Upon leaving the synagogue, Jesus entered the house of Simon and Andrew with James and John, Simon's mother-in-law. Lay ill with a fever, and the first thing he did was to tell him about her. He went over to her and grasped her hand and helped her up, and the fever left her. She immediately began to wait on them. After sunset, as evening drew on, they brought him all who were ill and those possessed by demons. Before long, the whole town was gathered outside the door. Those whom he cured, who were variously afflicted, were many, and so were the demons he expelled. But he would not permit the demons to speak, because they knew him. Rising early the next morning, he went off to a lonely place in the desert. There he was absorbed in prayer. Simon and his companions managed to track him down And when they found him, they told him, everybody is looking for you. He said to them, let us move on to the neighboring villages, so that I may proclaim the good news there also. That is what I have come to do. So he went into their synagogues, preaching the good news and expelling demons throughout the whole of Galilee. The Gospel of the Lord. Christ our Lord did two things while he was on earth. He preached the gospel of salvation, and he worked miracles. It is important to see that these two are related necessarily. Christ preaching and Christ working miracles. Christ preached, as we now read, the good news, which means, of course, the gospel. What did Christ come to proclaim? What is this good news? What is good about the gospel? What is good is that Christ coming into the world redeemed the world from sin. The source of all the trials, all the conflicts, all the suffering, all the pain in the world is sin. And the secret is a mystery. How? We won't even say in spite of this evil, and in spite of the sin, we can be happy. We dare even say, and this is surely a mystery, that God in his infinite providence permits sin, allows us to sin, has allowed the world over the centuries to sin. Why? In order that he might exercise his mercy. I repeat, we do not comprehend, but we do believe. In other words, Christ, who is our God, came into the world and became man. Why? In order that he might redeem us from sin. This same Jesus who preached the gospel of God's mercy, the same Christ worked miracles, physical miracles, the driving out of demons. But the most important miracles that Christ worked were the conversion of sinners. It is some years now that in one homily after another, in one lecture after another, I tell people, as I'm saying now, what we need, and Christ being God can do it. What we need is the cosmic miracle of converting hearts estranged to God. Literally, and I mean literally, hell bent on doing evil. There is no other way that, speaking for myself, and I think I'm speaking for others too, there is no other way that I can be happy when I see such massive evil in today's world, and how I must say it, and in high places. The only joy we can have is a trust in God's mercy. That God will, and God became man to do it. He can convert a sinful world. But this is where we come in. It is our patience, our endurance, our carrying of the cross, and the heaviest cross is not in the body. Heaviest cross is in the soul, suffering at the hands and the mouth and the writing of those who appreciate our lives, but hate what we stand for. Lord Jesus, give us the grace to believe that you are our God. You became man in order to suffer, to expiate our sins. Give us the strength, dear Lord, to suffer in patience, so that, suffering with you and like you, we might cooperate with you in the redemption of a sinful world. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.